Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this week's edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Cascade Conference Commissioner Robert Cashel. Excited today, joined by head men's soccer coach Davey Carmichael from Southern Oregon University and sophomore midfielder forward Mustafa Dagig from Southern Oregon as well. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Davey, I want to jump right into it. You guys are the defending regular season champions, ready to kick off conference this weekend. Talk a little bit about your preparation going into this weekend, and how did preseason go?
It's been difficult, Rob. You know, we introduced 16 new faces to the program. We graduated quite a lot of guys that have been here through the COVID seasons of 5 years. We've had a lot of consistency, and we've asked, you know, the guys that are returning, which is half the group at the moment, to show the new guys the ropes and to, you know, let them come in and get an understanding of what SOU soccer is all about. So it's been difficult to kind of blend personalities and new faces. But it's also been smooth in terms of, you know, the chemistry that's already been built. We've got guys like Mustafa is now a sophomore, still very young, but is showing a lot of leadership. And we've got a good core of returning players. So it's going to take time to get to, you know, our full identity and what we can really produce on the field. Preseason has been tough. It's been a lot on the road. It's been a lot of learning obstacles that, you know, I think we're going to improve from. We can reflect on as the season goes forward. We had one really tough game there against a top 25 opponent in Westcliff. We also travelled to Arizona really early in the preseason when we didn't know a lot about ourselves. We got two really good results down there against two really good teams and really struggled through the conditions. It was hot. There was high elevation down there. And we've had some really good learning moments, some really positives too. So it's been a productive preseason. I think we're ready for conference now.
That's great. Mustafa, sophomore from Portland, had a really fine breakout kind of freshman year. And as your coach just said, stepping more into a leadership role, which not necessarily is what normally a sophomore might be asked to do. But talk a little bit about that leadership and what you've been trying to do in that role.
Coming up, I've always kind of been into a leader role at whatever club or team I was playing with. Obviously having 16 new guys and only 14 or 15 new returners, it's kind of just natural to you to take the leadership role and kind of show the people the ropes. Obviously it's a new place to them, a new city, new homes, new people, new chemistry to build, and it's never easy. And I know how much I struggled last year to come over to a new city, leaving my family behind, even though it's as close as Portland. It just came really natural to take on that leadership role, and I'm just loving it, honestly.
And talk about that first preseason, especially down in Arizona, the heat and the elevation that Coach was talking about. But you did come away with really two good showings there.
Absolutely. No, it was a fun time, two really great wins that I think we needed to kickstart our season. Again, with a very, very new team, it's not easy to build chemistry. I think chemistry is a very big part of the sport. And to come off with two really big wins and very hot and high elevation atmosphere, it was a very good start to the season and something that really improved our chemistry and gave us the confidence we needed to keep going.
Yeah.
Davey, our league is extremely difficult, not only from the competition that we play, we also, because our geography, we play back-to-back games, which is a grind on the teams. But can you tell me a little bit about your preparation and what you tell the team as you enter into this conference season?
Yeah, I think just from Mustafa specifically, we just spoke there about the leadership role, but I've also told Mustafa to play with freedom and not to kind of harbour that and cause any stress to his games. He's best when he's free and he's playing with fun. For us, it's about, you know, finding our identity more than anything. So we know it's going to be tough for us on the road. It's going to be tough for us at home with back-to-back games, but that's the same for everyone in the conference. So I think with the new players we've got, we've not just brought in quality, we've also brought in depth, which we know throughout the course of the season, you know, you're going to rely on that. You get small injuries here and there, and the back-to-back games, sometimes you need to inject some freshness into that second game. So I think we're preparing the same as we prepared any year. I think we do have a little bit more depth this year. So I think that will hold us in good stead as the season progresses and we get deeper into the final stretch towards playoffs. But our goals remain the same. You know, we had obviously a very good season last year, a very strong season. But our goals remain the same. You know, we're going to take one game at a time and hopefully pick up the results and the lessons that we need from those games and, you know, treat this season no differently from any other season in the past.
Davey, you're a native of Scotland, played collegiately, played professionally, have coached at almost every level. What drew you to Southern now entering?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I came from the Division One model where there is a little bit more pressure on coaches to be successful in terms of results. With a young family that we were starting as a family, we looked to Southern Oregon as a place that, you know, we could call home for an extended period of time. You know, I was on that coaching carousel for a long, long time and never really found stability in one city for long. And we fell in love with, you know, the athletic department here. We fell in love with the city itself. We fell in love with Ashland. And obviously the program's been highly successful and it's been enjoyable to be around. You know, I think as coaches, we have our own pressures and our own stresses that we kind of carry ourselves and our own expectations and objectives. But it's never came from Matt Sayre, our athletic director. He's always supported our decisions as a coaching staff and he's always been there to, you know, help in anything that we need. So it's a really positive, really fun place to be. And, you know, I think we're going to be here for the extended future.
Well, and the facilities there have gone through tremendous upgrades over the years. And you mentioned Matt Sayre. One thing that I always look at an athletic department is the stability of the administration and the coaches. And you guys have had that there in large part, that you've had coaches that have been there for a number of years. Jessica Pistole left for a year and came back because she loved the level and loved Southern. But, you know, certainly that speaks to the quality of the leadership of not only the athletic department, but the president.
Absolutely, yeah. We feel in a very strong place at the moment and really supported. I think that's a huge part of this process as well. You know, we'll never feel that we're needing for anything. Obviously, we have our work to do as coaches and as athletes, but we always feel that we've got the support and the backing of our administration, which is huge.
Mustafa, obviously athletics was part of the equation in going to Southern Oregon, recruited there obviously from coach, but what are you studying and what are the things that drew you to Ashland outside of the soccer?
I've always heard of SOU as a great business school coming into my senior year in high school. I really like the first of all, the city. I think the city is a great place. There's great people. I felt very accepted coming to school. I've met amazing people since then. I've had great experiences in class and out of classes. And the people I've met so far have absolutely backed my decision since then. I feel very just at home when I come to a place 5 hours from home.
And is your family able to watch you play quite
absolutely
often?
I mean, unlike a lot of other foreigners, we have the trip's only 5 hours down. They're always able to access video if they can't make it down due to school for my siblings or work for my parents. But there's always accessibility to come down and play and watch.
And coach, as we mentioned, native of Scotland, do you still have family back there? And if so, how often are you able to get back?
Yeah, we with my young kids, we try to, if we can, go back once a year. But it's difficult right now. It's been difficult since COVID. You know, we've tried to make trips and we try to go back once a year to establish those routes, but my parents come out here once a year as well to spend time with the grandkids. So as much as we possibly can, Rob, I would like to be there a lot more, especially using it as a home base for recruiting internationally. But it's been difficult, but as much as we possibly can as a family.
Talk a little bit about that international recruitment. More and more of our schools, for lots of reasons, not just athletics, but for academics as well, have really focused on the international recruitment. Can you tell me a little bit about your philosophy? What are you looking for when you recruit internationally?
Yeah, we do have quite a high number of internationals came in this year, probably more than we've had in the past. And that's from the support we have from the International Admissions Department, who have been really, really helpful this year. We're not looking, Rob, specifically for internationals from any country or specifically internationals in general. We're looking for the best players we can find. And sometimes we find them in Portland and, you know, we had Adrian Villegas and Alan Guyton, who are, you know, big stat guys that have put historical marks up for the program. They came from Portland as well. So I think first and foremost, we want to try our recruitment here at home first, looking at the big kind of soccer hubs in Portland and Sacramento, San Francisco, Seattle, and then we'll look outside of that. Every school is different in terms of tuition rates and how that looks with scholarshiping. So we look at international probably at a third landscape for us, and somewhere that we can potentially pull the best quality from over and above what we've found already here domestically. So yeah, there's no real strategy to it, Rob. You know, there's agencies out there we work with, but for me, recruiting, you know, we have to have eyes on guys. We have to have connections with college coaches that we, you know, have a really good relationship with and trust with. So those junior college guys, you know, we like to get good conversations with the coaches over time, not just this season, but our philosophy and our process changes year to year depending on our needs. But I think we've done a good job this year of bringing in not just good players, but really good personalities, really good people. So we're in a really good place. We've got balance in terms of culture, diversity, class ranks, you know, different positions that we need to fill are deeper than they were in the past. So our strategy changes, you know, it's kind of evolving every year depending on our needs.
Yeah, you talk about, you know, the athlete looking for the best player and your strategy changing. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, do you mean that the way you approach the game? Are you always kind of an attacking team, or sometimes based on your personnel? Are you more of a defensive team? And is that something that might change week to week on who you're playing?
It can change week to week, yeah. But I think the core principles of what we, you know, demand of our student athletes and what we want to look like in terms of identity are going to be very similar every year. Structurally, we may play in a different formation. We may play, you know, a little bit higher in pressure depending on who we're playing against. So that does change week to week, but the overall playing philosophy will be, you know, one of what we consider possession based with purpose behind it. We've played in a variety of different formations and styles over the last couple of years, but with the fundamental belief that we want to try and dominate possession if we can. You know, we know that's not the reality throughout the season with every game. And there's going to be times that we're going to have to roll up the sleeves and be a little bit uglier in terms of how we look. But ideally, we would like to be a possession-based team as our identity, and what that looks like changes year to year based on personnel. So we do try to recruit towards a couple of different systems, but we also understand with injuries and, you know, once people actually get here and we see them together on the field, then we have to change our structure just a little bit to accommodate and adapt to what we have in terms of personality and what that looks like with the actual group we have in front of us.
Mustafa, most soccer players that I've seen are so athletic that there's a number of different sports that either they've played or they could play, whether it be football or track and field, or, you know, just very athletic. Did you play everything in high school? And what drew you ultimately to, hey, soccer is going to be my focus?
Well, to me, it's always been soccer. I've never played another sport, even at the rec level. I am very into sports, though. I love getting to sports like football, like basketball, and even volleyball. But to me, it's always been soccer through and through. Started from my dad, who also grew up playing soccer at a very young age back in Sudan. And I think it's just always been soccer to me, whether it's on the TV, at home, breaking stuff in the house with the ball, playing outside in the front yard. It's always been soccer.
So, Davey, talk a little bit about the league. Obviously, you guys were picked to win. You know, what are you looking for in that top three or four teams? That you know, it's a strong league, and we just don't know, obviously, what's going to happen. But is there somebody that surprised you so far this preseason with how they've performed?
Yeah, it's a good question, Rob. You know, the preseason rankings are all just based on probably last year's finishing and then obviously projections of who teams have recruited. So it's nice to be ranked number one, but also with that, you know, we tried not to let our guys get ahead of themselves and think that though that preseason rankings, what things are going to look like at the end of the season. We have been watching the conference. We've watched a lot of results. Sometimes that's tough to say what teams are actually like against each other with different matchups. A lot of teams have been on the road. Some guys have played big, you know, big opponents. Some teams have played Division III opponents that are quality, and some Division III teams that are not so quality. So it's tough to really say kind of where everything kind of falls at the moment. I think we'll have a better understanding after this weekend and how things look. We're ready for it. We know that a lot of teams have improved this year from what we've seen. I don't think it's going to be, I don't want to say it uneven. You know, we won the conference by a margin last year, but that wasn't the course of the season. That kind of took place towards the end of the season based on other people dropping points. I think it's going to be a really close race this year between, you know, four or five teams that have made improvements. And we're hoping that we're going to be one of those teams that, you know, pushing for that title at the end of it all. We have a lot of work to do. I think every team's got a lot of work to do and a lot of understanding of what the actual conference looks like once we start playing head-to-head. So we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We want to take it game by game. And that starts this weekend here at Raider Stadium against Multnomah. We have a day off in between that. We normally play those back-to-back games. But our football team have a big game against College of Idaho on Saturday, then we'll play one on Pack on Sunday. So I think when Sunday night rolls around and we get to look back at our footage and the results and figure out where we are, then we'll have a better understanding of what the whole league looks like at that point.
Well, and not getting too far ahead, but jumping ahead to postseason, really exciting change. The last 8 years we were in Eugene Springfield at Willamette Lane. This year we start a first of a 2 year stint in Medford, 11 miles from campus. How excited are you guys about
that? Let's get there first, I think, is the message to the guys. But once we're there, you know, it's going to be a home field for us. It's not far. The student athletes can sleep in their own beds for the first time in this postseason conference play. You know, we can eat in local restaurants rather than being in Eugene. And I think it'll be a good feel. We have a lot of local recruits this year that have come from Medford. And a big Hispanic following that come out here to Raider Stadium every week. So I think they'll have a really good atmosphere and home feel for us. I think we'll have more fans than we've ever had during postseason in person live. So we're really excited for it.
Yeah, and you guys really travel pretty well. You know, when we have been up at Willamette Lane, when you guys are playing, usually there's pretty good fan base there. So I imagine being 11 miles from campus, that will be even better. We're very excited about that prospect to be at Lithia and Driveway Fields, and Medford has really just rolled out the red carpet for us, and we're excited about that. Well, guys, I really appreciate this. We thank you for coming on Cascade Connects. We wish you the best of luck this year and very much appreciate it. And
awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.